So let us see what are the components of SCM. The discussion below focuses on the software component functions provided by SCM product vendors. Apart from SAP and Oracle, most vendors do not provide all the SCM requirements. So that is one reason why SAP and Oracle are top leaders in SCM market. The major SCM systems include forecasting, which helps companies manage the fluctuations in supply and demand by using complex algorithms and consumption analysis to evaluate buyer histories. So this is one reason why SAP and Oracle are in the as market leaders. Planning systems are used to forecast customer demands and adjust the speed and flow of production accordingly. If the demand is more, the production is going to be more. If demand is less, the production is going to be obviously less. SCP systems run simulated demand estimates using historical data and planned promotion schedules. They determine how change in market awareness will affect your organization's inventory requirements in the future. Say example, you are going to have an El Nino, which will result in less winter, or you are not going to have less rain. Accordingly, the system also will be in a position to forecast what is going to be the demand. Vendors providing SCP softwares are SAP Apo, InStyle ERP, SCP 4.0, Vision SCM, and Clever. Next comes the demand planning, where you are going to plan the demand and forecast the demand. So demand planning software improves the accuracy of potential demand forecast by reducing biases in the data in real time. Multi-dimensional forecasting allows users to view information through different filters, by market, by time, by concern, run a series of what if simulations to project future demand. Like you are mentioning, what if there is going to be an El Nino? What if there is going to be a heavy rain? What is going to be a huge heavy winter, or what is going to be drought? How exactly my demand is going to change? Or there is a political instability. How it is going, my demand is going to be changed? If it is an inflation is going to happen or deflation is going to happen, how my demand is going to change? All these what if simulations are possible in the demand planning software. And some of the demand planning softwares are Microsoft Dynamics, Geneva BMS, Fishbowl Inventory, and SAP. Next comes the vendor management inventory, where we are going to identify or where we are going to show or find out how much inventory is being at the vendor place. VMS systems give suppliers the ability to proactively monitor and replenish the buyer's inventory by themselves. So they will not be waiting for the vendor to put an order kind of thing. They will find out where it is going to be less at the particular point of time, and they will provide the solution automatically based on the contracts they are having. Various communication options such as XML, web portals, and email help multiple business partners increase visibility. Other features include automated buy-side reporting and shipment notification and invoices from suppliers. So accordingly, the vendor manager inventory will be happening. Some of the SAP softwares for vendor management are SAP, Redpire, DataEnt, and Arevo. Next comes supplier management. This is essentially a supplier relationship solution to monitor the performance of suppliers. You may be having multiple suppliers from where you are going to get the raw materials. How this particular thing is getting handled using supplier management softwares. Buy side can input KPI definitions of suppliers and user definition, user defined risk categorization, and the system provides supplier risk reporting, how much is the risk for a specific supplier, performance analysis and audit trials to monitor spend and supplier performance. It also tracks regulatory complaints of suppliers. Some of the examples of are SAP, SRM, R Portal, Geneva BMS, Fishbowl Inventory, and S2K. Procurement softwares carry out. So next comes the procurement softwares. The procurement softwares carry out standard functions of purchase order and payments. The approval of contractual terms goes through an automated workflow, and expenses are automatically logged and for subsequent referencing. The system ensures process compliance so that the compliance and regulatory things are taken care. Some of the vendors include SAP, Copa, Sphere, WMS, Microsoft Dynamics, and Wise. So next important software that is required for any organization who is in supply chain business is procurement. Procurement softwares carry out standard functions of purchase order and payments. So purchase order and the delivery of the purchase order and the payment will be taken care by the procurement software. The approval of contractual terms goes through an automated workflow and expenses are automatically logged for subsequent referencing. The system ensures process compliance and to ensure that regulatory requirements are there. Some of the vendors who provide procurement softwares are SAP, COPA, Sphere, WMS, Microsoft Dynamics and Wise. So in the procurement software, in the latest trends, what is happening is that these procurement software is integrated with a tender system. And for big companies, the tender system is also taken into consideration to ensure that the compliance is taken care. That too specifically for government organizations, this procurement is closely related to the tendering process. Strategic sourcing is one of the other component that is used in SCM. The increased emphasis on cost control that came out of the most recent US recession has accelerated the growing trend towards centralized sourcing processes to achieve cost rationalization and improve sourcing beyond the low-hanging fruits. Spend analysis pinpoints costly supplier relationships by comparing current spend to other market options. So this is what we are discussing earlier in the previous slide. So this has been integrated with the procurement software also. So in which case, users who are in a position to find out who is the person who is giving a better rates and ensure that the cost is going to come down. SAP, some of the vendors who give strategic solution as a software component are SAP Sourcing and SAP Sourcing, SAP Sourcing On Demand, Shippers Edge, Aravo, Epicor and Lawson. Next is Warehouse Management, WMS, shortly called as WMS. WMS monitors and controls intra warehouse movements of materials with advanced notifications. WMS also controls shipping and receiving events and tracking of picking and put away, transfer in, transfer out of products between one warehouse to other warehouse is always possible, and WMS systems should be in the position to support this particular thing. Some of the vendors who provide warehouse management as a system are Sphere WMS, Wise, High Jump, Warehouse Advantage, Manhattan Association, Red Priory. Next is transportation management, which is an integral part of any supply chain cycle. TMS is another critical element of SCM software and provides management of material for movement to and from warehouses. They identify the most efficient delivery modalities, air, land, sea, and manage multiple delivery variations like heterogeneous vehicle fleets and load splitting scenario. So it will be in a position to book the system. System can be configured and automated to ensure that automatic booking of this particular delivery modalities is possible. Some of the vendors who provide transportation management are TMW, Retalix and Flightmaster. So let us see another component, order fulfillment. The vital component of SCM products assist supply chain managers and reduce optimized production orders lead times, resulting in smooth quote for to cash process. Mature products in such domain can provide decision support in to build in order or engineer to order or order calls. Some of the vendors who are in order fulfillment software are SAP, Sphere WMS, Shippers Edge and ShipSoft. So when we had gone through the entire software components, you might have observed some of the vendors are across all the particular components, they are available. So it is always good for the enterprise if their budget allows to go with that vendor who can have all the components that are required. So some of the vendors who are having most of the options, components that are required for a proper SCM are SAP, Oracle. Let us go through the SAP supply chain management system now. SAP SCM is a suite of software applications that help businesses optimize their end-to-end supply chain processes. So like we discussed earlier, components, all the components are required for a supply chain management. And SAP is one option which is having every component. The software is designed to help companies streamline their operations, increase efficiency, reduce costs and improve customer service by providing real-time visibility into their supply chain process. One more important thing when you are going to have, when you should also have in mind is that end-to-end visibility and real-time visibility should be there for the products. The SAP SEM should include several different modules, or each of which is designed to address specific supply chain challenges. These modules include advanced planning and optimization. This module provides real-time visibility into supply and demand, helping companies to optimize their production and inventory planning and improve their forecasting accuracy. So, which are very much required for a proper supply chain management. Without a proper inventory planning or supply demand planning or forecasting, it will be challenging for the supply chain management to execute properly. Extended warehouse management, like earlier we have seen, SAP is having a very wonderful system for warehouse management. This module provides advanced warehouse management capabilities, helping companies to improve inventory accuracy, increase productivity, location management, and reduce shipping errors. Transportation management is one more module in SAP. This module helps companies optimize their transportation operations, including carrier selection, route planning, and freight billing. And next is global track and trace to identify where exactly the transportation has reached up to. This module provides end-to-end supply chain visibility, enabling companies to track products from the point of origin to the point of delivery, including the warehouses in between, and ensuring compliance with regulatory requirements. SAP's SEM software is highly configurable and can be customized to meet the unique needs of each business. So, if you say each of the business will be having a different requirement, say example, when you are going to be in cold storage, you require means your that business may be different from your other normal scenario. Food storage may be different from your steel management. All these particular things has to be, your system should be in a position to configure and customize based on the requirement and based on the industry. So SAP SEM has all these options available where you can configure, customize, and proceed further with your business. It is designed to integrate with other SAP software applications such as ERP, CRM, and SRM, providing a comprehensive suite of software solutions that can help businesses optimize their entire supply chain. They are broken into, the components are broken into four parts: collaboration, planning, coordination, and execution. Each of the item we will see it in the coming slides. Collaboration: connect with suppliers, contract manufacturers, and customers in real time to better align supply and demand, optimize inventory management, improve customer relationships, and more. So that is the benefit of having a proper collaboration in the as a component. Planning: generates operational plans based on current and relevant data within the system to optimize resourcing efficiency, improve material flow, and supports business decisions at the strategic, tactical, and operational levels. Coordination: synchronizes data and information flow between different business units, different departments, and to all stakeholders across the network to improve communication and production. Without the proper coordination and communication between the various stakeholders in the entire supply chain cycle, it will be difficult and challenging. So email alerts will be there, mobile SMS alerts will be there for each and every portion that is happening. When you are going to have an app, you'll be having an app alerts also will come into picture. Execution: ensure the implementation of supply chain plans in the best possible manner to achieve the desired results for meeting customer demands and reducing production quality issues. Next, let us discuss about Oracle SEM solution. Oracle SEM is a software that brings a wide array of applications to the table. So, like we had discussed earlier, first, entire market share is with SAP, second is with Oracle SEM. Additionally, it provides procurement, planning, logistics, and lifecycle management support. It leverages a business blueprint that helps organizations optimize and streamline their entire value chain. It can tackle complex points to boost productivity through its multiple functions that support planning and logistics. So, Oracle SEM is one more solution which has all kinds of facilities that SAP provides. And let us see what is a key differentiator and advantage if you are going to use Oracle SEM Cloud against other competitors in SEM software chain. Flexible installation allows user to choose the components to be installed and the modules required to integrate the full system into operations to improve supply chain functions. One of the flexibility from Oracle is that it is having a huge integration thing. There is no need that you should have all the components from Oracle only. You can have some other component in some other solution and you can integrate easily with Oracle solution. Leverage the cloud offers mobile access to important supply chain data to safely backup critical information while having access from anywhere at any time. This is more important when you are going to go with the cloud-based things. Surpass Goals delivers a suite of tools to move supply chain planning and other management practices to a new level. That is one of the good things about Oracle. Includes modern technology like machine learning, AI and blockchain support into regular supply chain operations to get ahead of the curve. So when you are going to compete with multiple people, multiple competitions, this kind of flexibilities in the solution is important. Supports digital data exchange to decrease daily operational costs. Obviously, digital data exchange is going to reduce your operation costs, and Oracle HCM Cloud supports this particular thing. Next is collaboration visibility. Increased data visibility allows managers to plan and forecast efficiently. Like we said, with the addition of AI and ML, you will be in a position to forecast properly. Maintain contact with clients and partners with a messaging system that links business. So proper messages happening in Oracle Cloud. Gain access to distribution planning. Gain access to world-class planning tools and quickly respond to demand changes. I plan ahead to reduce inventory and prevent detrimental issues with manufacturing. Like we are going to connect to the cloud and the system is going to be upgraded at a frequent intervals like Oracle, where like we had mentioned earlier, it is twice in a year. There is an upgrade that is going to happen in Oracle solutions, which is going to be good for the thing. And they will be getting a better technology on a regular basis. Manage demand. Some of the features of Oracle Supply Chain Cloud includes manage demand, enable users to forecast the products needed using its demand management toolset, helping companies stay ahead of market changes and become driven by it. Next is promotion management. Its data mining capabilities can help discover successful promotion tactics for various operations to maximize the return on investment. Data from sales points can be measured and used to predict strong promotion strategies. This is an important feature in Oracle Supply Chain Cloud. Transportation management and warehouse management are some of the other important things that are there. Automate shipments across all methods regardless of the transport mode through its transportation management. Reduces the complexity of fleet management while boosting carrier sourcing. And again, like SAP, this also is having an opportunity to find out or identify which is the cheapest mode of transportation and accordingly proceeding further with the carrier options. Real-time visibility into warehousing process strengthens accuracy and reduces daily costs. Automates several time-intensive operations, helps task employees with most essential duties. So this is one more important thing. By handling the warehouse management by real-time visibility, you will be in a position to handle your inventory also properly. So let us see how we are going to migrate. Let us see how we are going to migrate into omni-channel supply chain management, irrespective of whichever software you are going to choose. In moving from traditional SCM to one from omni-channel delivery, companies must have a transition plan that permits the operation to test, learn, and adjust quickly. This is very much important. Before proceeding further with any new omnichannel supply chain management, you should consider what are the pitfalls in traditional SCM and how your new system is going to handle all these particular things seamlessly. The migration is, however, far more complex in that while your brick and mortar business and or online channel must continue in uninterrupted, your whole company strategy for SCM, the business process, vendor management and product strategy, etc. must all undergo a paradigm shift. So this is very important when you are going to proceed further with transactions and you are going to have brick mortar business you are going to have and you are going to change the omni-channel delivery. There is going to be a huge cultural change that is going to come into picture and the entire way you are doing the business is going to change. Proper strategy, proper vendor management has to be considered here before we are going and to this kind of huge, heavy, high shift. They have to get the transition right and have to be quick and flexible during the implementation of the new segmented supply chains. a change of approach and mindset is as essential for the thing, and the like for all the applications we are going to deploy, it is the senior management buy-in is required. Transition to an omni-channel SEM is best achieved iteratively with small, frequent and rapid changes and adjustments. Implement smaller pieces. Don't go for a big bang approach. Have an implement smaller pieces where you are going to have the entire thing is going to be split into multiple pieces, and MVP, minimum viable project, is going to be deployed. Product is going to be deployed first. Next, you go for second product, third product, like that, proceed further. Large transformations take several years and do not work in the fast-changing retail environment. Test and learn. Deployment of pilots to test and redefine the strategy and concepts on a small scale before rolling them out is the right approach. You have to have a proper testing team, testing test plans, test cases to proceed before proceeding further. In the testing phases, the companies have to be agile and to learn and modify quickly. So how we are going to do this particular thing is that a company should be have to be agile. Okay, so agility is more important here. You should have the system in such a way that the entire testing phase is going to be agile, and the development has to be agile and split into multiple sprints, so that the development and the testing and the production movement happens hand in hand. Change the mindset of the organization. Very important, very, very important point when you are going from traditional supply chain to an omnichannel supply chain. This is a very important point, because the way you are doing a business today is not going to be the same and the way you are going to do a business tomorrow. You are going to be reaching the end customer using their mobile apps or using their internet solutions. This is the most essential and has to come top down. An agile, flexible and fast-changing supply chain requires a new organizational mindset. The top management must encourage employees to try new things, allow for mistakes and be prepared for some experiments and pilots to fail. This is very important, because none of the supply chain system can be very successful from the day one. There will be some pitfalls, there will be some learnings that a team will do, but it has to proceed. Management has to understand this very thing and proceed further. So let us see what are the new trends that are happening in supply chain management. Resilience. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, many companies are focusing on building more resilient supply chains that can better withstand disruptions. Obviously, everyone of us are aware what is a disruption by COVID-19 lockdowns has brought in the entire supply chain, and how it has emerged successful in respect of whatever is the COVID-19 issues that has brought in. That is a way it has learned that the entire supply chain management trends has learned from there and has proceeded further, and such disruptions can be better taken care in the future. This includes diversifying suppliers, building redundancy in the system, and adopting more flexible and agile approaches. Digitalization, which is very much needed today, the use of digital technologies such as blockchain, AI, IoT, and cloud computing is becoming increasingly important in the supply chain management. Today, payment systems has improved, progressed a lot, and this has helped in the SEM also. These technologies can help improve visibility, efficiency, and decision making. So, all these particular IoT, AI, and all these particular things have helped in better forecasting and decision making. Sustainability. More and more companies are prioritizing sustainability in their supply chains, both to meet consumer demand and to reduce their environmental impact. ESG is a very good topic today, which ensures that you are sustainable, you are doing a proper impact analysis on the environment. This includes reducing waste, using renewable energy, and sourcing materials and products from sustainable sources. And I had observed today, nowadays, the companies are using proper packing materials which will be made of paper instead of the previous plastic covers that are being used, which is a really good change that is happening, and this is being considered, this has been done considering the environmental impact of a plastic cover. Collaboration amongst supply chain partners is becoming more important as companies seek to share information, coordinate activities, and improve overall efficiency. This includes closer collaboration between suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, and retailers. So this collaboration is an important thing, and it is progressing well nowadays. And with the advancement of the systems, the collaboration happening through the system itself, and emails are automated nowadays. E-commerce. The growth of e-commerce is driving changes in the supply chain management as companies seek to meet the demands of online shoppers for fast, reliable, and cost-effective delivery. This includes using new technologies such as drones and autonomous vehicles, as well as developing new distribution models such as drop shipping and direct-to-consumer delivery. So nowadays, if you see drone or autonomous vehicle delivery also started happening, and this has reduced the cost, like there is an effective cost impact on this particular because of this drone and autonomous vehicle delivery. Thank you.